had a problem with the Torah. Let's chazer again the problem. I have a solution, but the solution creates another problem. The solution's not mine. I found it in print, but I found another problem. But let's review again the problem. On the Flama Namar Aleph from the Sefer Pesachim, the Gemara says, Amar Rava Hilchos, Ochamitz Bismano, Ben Bimino, Ben Mishlam Bimino, Osu Bimashu. Correct. Shalom Bismano, Ben Bimino, Ben Mishlam Bimino, Mutter Kerabishim. Now the same expression, Shalom Bimino, Ben Bimino, excuse me, Shalom Bismano, Ben Bimino, Ben Mishlam Bimino, Mutter Kerabishim, and it's found on a Chav Testament base as well. As well. Okay? It's found actually twice. Shmuel said it, and then Rabbi Yochanan, in the last line of the daf, also said it. Now, in those cases, the case of Rabbi Yochanan was being contrasted to Chometz Bismano, which is Benosin Tam. So obviously, when it says Mutter, it means even if it is Benosin Tam, even if it's more than 1/60th, it's still going to be Mutter. So says the Gemara, Rabbi Osai, on Daf of Testament Beis, according to the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan. So when Rava says later on, Shalom Bismano, Bain Bimino, Bain Shalom Bimino, his mutter, Rabbi Shimon, presumably he also means what? Even if it gives a tam. Right? That's the simple pshat in the Gemara. And the question is, the Tur said the other way around. The Tur said that if it gives a tam, it is in fact prohibited. Is in fact prohibited. And the Mogad Avraham said it's against Pashta the Talmudah. What do you mean Pashta the Talmudah? Because I gave an answer, my own answer. My own answer was that true, when Rabbi Yochanan said that phrase on the bottom, the last line of Chol Testament Beis, Mutar and Reb Shimon, he had a mean, even if it gives a time, to contrast it with Bismano. But when Rabbi said it, maybe he only meant it's Mutar if it doesn't give a time. Contrasting it with Bismana when it's also even Bawat be Nu be Mashu, right? So it's also be Mashu on Pesach and also and after Pesach it's not also be Mashu, but it has to be Batla Beshishin. That's how I answer the opinion of the Tur. Okay. Now, I'm going to read you from the Ritva. That's why I discovered a new vista. On this daf, let's analyze it together and see if we can figure something out. There's a Ritva on our Gemara. What did Gemara say? Let's chaz what the Gemara said. When the Yamar Rabba Achi, that's Mutter, where Rabba has a Knas of Shimon, hold all the Barabba Yamotze. Hanimili be'enei, avade tarovis lo. So there's no knas of Rav Shimon if it's a tarovis. No one says exactly how much the tarovis is going to be. Says the Ritva as follows. Pirish or Rit. I don't know who wrote this exactly. Some Tamina the Ritva or something. They call the Rit. I think it's the Ritva himself. Mafila benosin tam. How do you know? It's brilliant. Kidemucha Rabbi Yochanan. Our whole Torah is packed in here. What did he say? It's going on Rava. Rabbi Yochanan is a contrast, and it's exactly what we said earlier. The Machzah Shekel said it. Rabbi Yochanan said it long before. According to Rabbi Yochanan, when it says mutter, it must mean even if it gives tam, to contrast it with what? With what? With Bismano, when it's only also if it gives tam. So according to Mishalov, Bismano is mutter, even if it does give tam. So too, is assuming that Rabbi holds the same way, gets my Shekel Torah. Fine. Miu. Even though it's mut, even though it gives tam, ruba be'inan be'mina. You have to have a rov. Okay? You have to have a rov. Fine. V'chein b'she'eino mino deliv tul tama da tama lo bottom. What's he saying over here? He's drawing a distinction, it would appear to me, between Mino and Shalom Bimino. Again, I'll read it again. Umi Ruba Bimino and Bimino. If it's Min Bimino, Rabosai, Rav Shimon does not make a Gzeira, but you have to have a majority of not Chometz. If the majority is chametz, that's not called a tarovet, that's called rubal chametz. Okay. What about shlo b'mino? Chayim b'she'en o'mino. Then what does Rosh Shimon require? The livtul tama. The tama lo batil. A beautiful distinction being drawn by the Ritva between nim b'mino and nim b'she'en o'mino with respect to what? With respect to Rav Shimon's attitude. Now it's true, the Gemara had an expression before, Shalom b'mino bein b'mino bein shalom b'mino mutter, sure means mutter. They're both mutter, even though it is a mashu. But how mutter is mutter? How mutter is mutter? Here the equation breaks down. If it's b'mino, it's mutter, even if there's a 49% of chametz. If it's shalom b'mino, it's mutter, only if there's 1% or so chametz. That's the Ritva says. Says the footnote. Kain hi b'tur sham, we'll see soon. Uvidibi rabbeinu miyushevas kushas hamogan avram sham, sifkot mem dalit. Maybe he's suggesting the tour will hold that like this Ritva. So this is a great answer. Well, again, the question is, it's clear from the Gemara that something has to be mutter here more than 1/60th. Otherwise, there's no contrast, which Rav Yochanan has, and we derive one expression from the other. Okay. But, not necessarily, this is always going to be mutter until a rove, as the Mogan Avraham insists. No, it'll depend on the case. B'mino, it's okay until rove, and shalom b'mino, it's going to be only okay until 1/60. More than 1/60 gives a time, it's no good. This is brilliant. It's gewaldic. Did the Torah really say that though? He says over here, v'chein, what's it got? 3-1? Keini b'turusha. What keini b'turusha? The second part is the Torah. The chayim b'shein omino lebatul tama, the tama lebatul. That is in the Torah. But I'm going to read you the Torah again, and you'll tell me if you think this is an accurate citation of the Torah. I think it's inaccurate citation of the Torah. That's the problem. I'm going to read you the Torah verbatim, word for word. I'm going to read it to you. I'll read it word for word. And if you think I'm crazy, tell me something. What does the Torah say? In Tav Mem Zayin, what we call Siv Yudah. I'm reading to you, Rabbi said, I'm only going to read to you two lines and two words. So you can memorize it almost. Okay? Each line is not that many words anyway. Uli Achar HaPesach, Bein B'mino, Bein Shelo B'mino, Botel B'shishim. Vafilu shehiye be'enei v'nisarev achar ha-pesach boto. End quote. So yesterday I started jumping up and down and saying that although the Shulchan Aruch, as he says in Beis Yosef, says boto means what? Boto b'shishim. You had it be'en, and subsequently Rabbi will say what happened. It became mixed in. He requires shishim. So I started jumping. The Torah never said that. The Torah never used the word shishin. Maybe the Torah, in fact, has like the Mogan Avraham, that it's batal b'rov. Doesn't say. Now I'm making a new suggestion. And this is Pshat in his footnote. A chazan. U'li'achar ha-pesach me'be minu me'shol v'minu batal b'shishin. That means what case it got mixed up when? Got mixed up before Pesach. How do I know? Because the next three words come to quote a Rashi. I've also seen everyone see the Rashi? Daf Lama Naman Aleph. Let's read the Rashi again. I will let the Ruben slow. Vafilu Shahaya Be'ene. Now I'm reading the words of the Torah. Vafilu Shahaya Be'ene. The three words of the Torah are literally lifted directly from Rashi. Good source to lift from. Okay? Then he, so obviously it would mean Shaya B'enei means it was mixed up only after Pesach. When it's Arev Achara Pesach, then what? Bottle. Bottle what? He doesn't say what bottle means. The Reis Yosef assumed he meant Meshishim, as he said in the first line. Yesterday I thought he meant for Rov, because he left out the word Meshishim. Now I have a Nupsha, the cause of Ashlishi. You know what he said, bottle? You know what he said? Now, you guys, you figure it out. You figure it out. And you know what the din is? Like the Ritva. So at least that's what Fadol 301 maintains. He says, bottle doesn't tell you Shisha, doesn't tell you Rov. You know why? Depends on the case. Depends on the case. If it's a case of Bimino, it's bottle Barov. It's a case of Shalom Bimino, it's bottle Bishisha. So again, the question against the Magen Avraham raised against the tour, how can you say you always require shishim? The Gemara is quite clear that there's a case where it's mutter even if it's more than shishim. That's the contrast to Rabbi Yochanan's and the Sinas Tam. The answer is true. That's the case of min bimino. But the case of min shalom bimino, then you will require shishim because tam ala batal. I read the Ritva one more time. Bimino ruba. B'shein amino livatal tama to tama lo batal. He gives an example. Chalas chutzlars. Remember our good friend? We call the trumas chutzlars. Who remembers? No one remembers? Who quoted that?
The Ran.
Let's look inside. We always like, we gotta look inside. Always look inside again. Chalas and trumas are basically the same thing. It's a special kula that they have in Chutzlar, it's a major kula. So he quotes over here, page Chaf, in our print, the very top of the daf, in the top right. He says you have to have at least a rov. Okay? Midid havi atrumas Chutzlar, shemavalos of a rov, the surah the chametz achar pesach, enem ala mishim knas of the alma, v'dayam sheyinagel bo kakal shebi surah mishim v'dereim. Which we picked the most lenient one of all. That's in my print. It's in the old print. It's in page Zion on the base. Right before it says Amarov. That's what I'm reading from. Comes along the Ritva with an adjustment. This is the case of Gemara B'choros Chav Zion. What does he quote over here? B'choros Chav Zion, right? But then he says, v'tiyah b'mino, aval b'she'en b'mino, bitl tama boy. That means he's going to say the same thing when it comes to what? Chalas chutzlaretz and chametz after Pesach, shalom b'mino requires a rov. Wow. You live and learn, Rav Osayim. Ein beis ha'minish bo chidush. I just noticed this ritva. Why didn't I think of that? Why didn't you think of that? So far, I felt so good. We're flying high. No, you have a cash in Mordechai. Oh, everything I say, he has a cash against. It's not me, it's him. But you have a cash against him too. I'll take it. What's your cash?
I mean, it's one thing to say that when he says butto, he means bureau. But now when you say butto, he means depends on Mino or Shaino Mino. I think with all due respect to whoever wrote the footnotes on that group, but it sounds like it's reading quite a bit into the tour, unless he discusses this somewhere else.
I don't think he does, but I have respect for what wrote the footnotes on the ritual. His name is Rabbi Yehuda Leibowitz. I think it's very nice. Maybe I like it better because it's not my pshat. My pshat, it was always meant bureau. That meant with some raised eyebrows yesterday. This one, it's not mine, so I could say with a more of a kifus. It's not mine. I'm not offending my own sheet. I thought it made some bit of sense. But Rabbi Osai, this is something that leads us to an interesting question, Rabbi Osai. Open your Mishnah Brewers. Everyone has a Mishnah Brewer tonight, please? The Mishnah Brewer, Rabbi Osai, here in our... Well, why was it mine? Here. A Mishnah Brewer, Rabbi Osai, in Simen Tov Mem Zayin. That's our Simen. Sivkaton Kuf Beis. Sivkaton Kuf Beis. Let's read together. More on the Makaris. So the Mechaber said, the famous Mechaber, Ben Chomet shall hear the Torah of Kama Pesach, all of Pesach. Ben Shinisar, Ben Pesach, the Yavar Olav, all of Pesach. Ben Shara, Pesach, all of Chomet, the Tzalach, all of Pesach, Botel, the Shishim. Fine. Comes along, you talk about reading in. Let's look together in the Mishavura Kuvbeis. The truth is that we should start Kufal, because Kufal is really introductory. Bein Chametz. Rabbi said, let's read together. This is a good chazar, but it's also beautiful. We never read it together inside. Haklal Bazeh. There's a rule. The Chametz Sha'av Allah B'Bayrav Ben Atorah V'Shoha Oso Af Achar Pesach Oso Bachil Levana. The famous rule of Rav Shimon. What's Rav Shimon's Knas? The person is in violation of Bayrav by Avatzi B'Doraisa, then the food is also after Pesach, but the Rabbanon is a Knas. Vafilu Lo Shoha Oso Be'en Rakadei Tarobis. To go. Shemis Arab Pesach, or Afilu Kodim Pesach. V'Shiyah Mu'ev, Shem is Batal. Vadayin Eshkiv Levar Manatar, it's Bayrav. Osir also on Tarobis, the Yachar Pesach, Barachila, Uvana. Fine. Avil this Arab Bashir should be battled with the Raisa. After the Rabbot Oslash also to be afraid of the eaters of things of this nature. If Ova Bashah, Mutter be the Yevet Af Bachila. Good, that's the general rule. That's the general rule. All the Vorb is at the end. Afilim Shah, Chametz be end. Ovala Bapesa, also Bachila Vana. Zadavka, Kmoshe be end. Avil this Arab, Achara Pesa, Begoa Machair, Mutter Bachila. Shia Terobas was able to come. We able to come. Shulchan Aruch says Shisha. The Bar Avraham says you don't need Shisha. That's the second part of the sin. Kuvbeis. Here's what. Let's attack Kuvbeis. She desired Kana Pesach Batal B'Shisha. Pirish. In this area of Kana Pesach B'Shisha, Muta Liachra Pesach. Right. Let's skip the brackets for a moment. In this area B'Pavas B'Shisha, the overall of our Pesach. What does that mean? It's, you had a one-part chametz and 10 parts non-chametz. And it went through the whole Pesach. Awesome. Why? Very important. Since this goes back to yesterday's read. You read Tuf Mem Beis yesterday. Where I'm up to the wheel was let a kuf sam of that. The ka'azil ha-mechaba l'shitosom shesosam li'el v'reishim in Tuf Mem Beis the overall tarobas chametz kazayis v'bal yeroa Av she'ein bo kezayis b'chtei achilas pras kol she'ein shishim bo'ed mo shishim levatlo as we saw we read it the shir yesterday against Iran. Iran had the achilas pras criterion and there were those who were more mach and those who were more make let's have it. I mean the Tam said it's never by Iran Tarobis and according to some even if it's we're just reading now the tour right and the Mechaber even if it's less than the achilas pras it's by Ra. And the Ra is the centrist view, the in-between view. Is there or not? Depends on that response. Fine. Says the Ra a very important line now. This is going to come back to haunt us now, but this makes perfect logical sense the very next line. Listen to this. Look at some. Zeo daf gubimim v'sheheinam yim. Because then, you're over in Isa d'arais and by Ra by Yomotze, as long as you have more than 1/60th of chametz. Why? Because it tastes like chametz. If it tastes like chametz, according to this opinion, it's by Rabbi Yemans. Avol min b'mino, d'min ha-Torah b'ruba batel. Right? We pass it against Rashi, against Tanar Yehuda. We pass the min b'mino's batel b'rov. Afilu nisarev chad b'trei. Now the word chad b'trei I'm not happy with, although we'll see it in Rishonim. Chad b'trei has the connotation of yavish b'yavish. Chad b'trei, one and two. These are two pieces of matzah, which are Pesach the Gamatza, and one Chometz the Gamatza. You know that Chometz the Gamatza, you know you wear that fact? When you buy matzahs, make sure it says kosher the Pesach, because they have what they call Chometz the Gamatzas. Right? So you have three matzahs, what the Chometz usually means. That's not what we're discussing here. We're discussing lach polach. It's all one big mixture. All flour got mixed in, all vinegar got mixed in. Even the flour is called lach polach, although it's not liquid, because it gets all intermingled. Homogenized. Okay? Yeah. Oh, he's still here. Let's have her again. I'm a bimino. Diminatora baruba bottle. I feel the star of chad betray. It's chad betray again. It's talking about salads. It has to be 2 against 1. If it's liquids, it could be 51-49. That's why I don't like the word expression chad betray. But overall, I'm a pesap. Mutter bachilo. Who said so? Mem aleph. What's Mem Aleph, Rabosai? Malkan Avraham, that's the very previous Sipkotan, that's the Sipkotan Mem Gimel. We were discussing yesterday about Arichas, the day before, Mem Dalet. This is Mem Gimel. have a big problem. If you have a good memory, you should remember my problem. What's my problem? What's my problem? With whom do I have a problem?
Mishnah Berurah.
No, Mishnah Berurah is great. He's called the Magen
Avraham. I thought the Magen Avraham said you always need rope. He didn't distinguish between Mino and Eino Mino.
The Magen Avraham says it's enough to have rope in all cases. That seems to be the Magen Avraham. Well, let's take a look. Let's look further on. Thank you. Did we ever see this in Mishnah Berurah? I'm not sure. We had the Magen Avraham on the screen. I'm not even sure if we ever saw this book, Mishnah Berurah, inside. Take a look over here. That's over here on pay on Siv Cotton. Hold on a second. Kuf hey. I'm skipping the first line or two. Vida, the Ofen Basra. No, we never read this inside. I don't remember this lesson. We read it on the screen. We never read Mishnah Berurah. We read the Magen Avraham on the screen. Vida, the Ofen Basra Shetzira Machar. Shetis Arev Leachar Pesach Umasu Gabo Shishin. Zel al pidas atur. This is how we understood the tour. Okay. Avol kama poskin cholken al ze usvir lehu l'chenes ara v'achar ha-pesa bein b'mino bein shalom b'mino b'ru v'sag. That's what you just said. That's the Magen Avraham. The lo konsul eser v'nes ara v'achar ha-pesa k'shahet the rabba olav. The konsul ha-chmona we can rely upon it in the shas ha-tchak absent b'ruva. Now here's the key, Rav Osai. My ritva did not go unnoticed by the Holy Mishnah Berurah. Look at the bottom, in the Shaar Tzion, Kuf Ayin He. Magen Avraham. Vine, Mimenu Mashma Dahatur Yochid Bezeh. Abo Zeinu. Duhuva Bechidush Ritva Veshe Rav Oroza. Gamke, De Bemin Bishaino Mino Beinon De Liv Tultama Vahayinu Bishishin. Vatur, now watch this here. Vatur, halo myri gamken bimin b'sheno mino. The min b'mino, afilu nis are b'toch ha-pesach, v'ober ha-pesach, gamken shi'uro b'rubo. Where did we just see that? You saw that a minute ago. Right? In the previous mission recording, this is quoted from the Magen Avraham. The problem is, let's read the words of the Torah.
Yeah.
Let's read the words of the Torah. This is what the Mishnah, the Shaar Tzion is attributing to the Torah. I'm reading you the words of the Torah. Did you memorize those two lines and two words? What's the memory? I'll read it to you there. Uliachar HaPesach, Bein B'mino, Bein Shalom B'mino, Botel B'shishim. Rafil Shia Bein, Eben Esamachar HaPesach, Botel. So the Shaar Tzion just said, let's read it one more time. I'm, you know, my eyes have disconnected with my this cognitive dissonance. I'm reading the Shaar Tzion, I'm reading the Torah, and I'm trying to bridge the. Maybe I'm making a big mistake. Read the Shaar Tzion, I will say, Kufayne. Vatur, halo mairi gamkein, v'min b'she'eno mino. Well, how's he know? V'min b'mino, I feel the Sarah, v'zoch ha-pesach, v'rabra ha-pesach, gamkein shiru b'ruva. Now I'm going to read it to you. Uliachar HaPesach, Bein B'mino, Bein Shalom B'mino, Botel B'shishim. This is what the Shaar Tzion said, yes or no? It's already after the election. Rabosai. Yes or no? No! The Shaar Tzion is quoting the Torah, but it's exactly against the Torah. The Shaar Tzion, the Torah is referring to a case of what? Min B'sheino Mino. How does he know? Because Min B'mino is Botel B'rov. But I'm reading it to you. Uliachar HaPesach, Bein B'mino, Bein Shalom B'mino, Botel B'shishim. Help! If I say help, that's my problem. So you see, I told you this when I started the shiur today. I have a gewaldige solution. 301 on the ritva. Right? It solved the problem of the Gemara. It doesn't solve the tour. So to make it work, the Shaar Tzion pressed the tour into the mold of the ritva. But that seems to be against the very first line I read. Uliachar HaPesach, Bein B'mino, Bein Shalom B'mino, Botel B'shishim. What? I read again over here in Shaar Tzion. V'atur alo mari gamke b'min b'shein amino. B'min b'mino, afilu b'nisar b'zoch HaPesach, over HaPesach, gamke b'shir b'rubo. Now, all the way, let's say what I told you a little bit earlier, but what does it mean? What does the Shaar Tzion mean? The second half, Vafilu Shia Be'enem Nisarav Achar Pesach Batel, is referring to what? No, it can't be that Min Meshem Amina, because that's Faker. That's only Min Bimino, we said. So the first line, Ulachar Pesach, how can you say it's in the Fresh Faker? Something is wrong here. Rabbi Sai, who has the Numish of Rus? This question you should ask. I'm assigned something to go to the library and find the Numish, the brewer, if they have it, and look up the Shara Tzion and say, yeah, maybe I'm nuts. Yeah?
Can I take the assignment?
Yeah, your assignment. Good. Good. Okay, so I'm going to stop now. We have an assignment, and we're going to find the answer by tomorrow at 11 o'clock. Less than 24 hours from now, you'll know the answer. Either say we have no answer, which is also an answer. Or they'll give an answer. Okay, we're both set. Let's go. Okay, now, this is all really, how should I say it nicely? Shirayim from yesterday's shir. Right? But a beautiful shirayim. Probably got stuck. It's like a blanket. We pulled it with a great answer. Then we pulled it so far, we got stuck with this problem. Okay, I'll say I'm leaving. I rest my case. I want to start what I call today's shir. Until then, it was yesterday's shir. Now we start today's shir. Today's shir, Abbas, I'm sorry to tell you, it's going to have to be a little bit more Torah Shabbat than I usually like. It's not my fault. I don't use the word the Russia's fault, but yeah, it's the Russia's, I don't have the word fault. Because of the Russia, it's a better word to use. Because the Russia over here, at the end of Simon Hay, didn't want to spend more ink. It was short of ink. I mean, it was very difficult economic times. And therefore, at the very end of Simon Hay, he talked about three questions. And he says, I wrote it elsewhere. I couldn't write it again over here. What's this? The Rosh at the very end of Siman Hay, in our print, it's page Yud, the very top of column 2. V'din tarovis chametz b'mashu im osir b'hano. Question 1. V'din tarovis chametz b'matza yavish b'yavish. Question 2. Im batal b'rov. V'din nosen tam l'vgam b'pesa. Number 3, all very important. Kosafti b'shili m'sechas avodah zarah. So it's not here. He wrote it in Avodah Zarah. We're not learning Avodah Zarah, we're learning Pesachim. But isn't it important to know what he said? Isn't it important to know what he said? So the best we can do, since we only have two Svarim to our names here, I asked you to bring two Svarim. One is a Shulchan Aruch, a Gemara Masechta Pesachim with all the Mefarshim. I don't know if any of the Mefarshim discusses this too directly. There is a Mordechai and Yemar Makom, which we'll get to soon. But the Rosh obviously doesn't discuss it here. The Ran, we saw the Ran yesterday, Rabbi Osayim. The Ran on page Chof. We read it from the beginning to the end. I don't remember him discussing this question, unless I missed it. Was it Osir or Mutar Bahano? I just don't see it over here. I don't see it. If you see it here, please let me know. I just don't see it. If you see it, it's important for me to know. I'd love for everyone to be able to see inside what it says. Right. I'm just not seeing it in the Svarim that we have over here, in either the Rush or the Ran. We will get to the Mordechai soon. So what's it then? But it's one more sefer I asked to bring. A Shulchan Aruch Mishnah Berurah. Let's open up Rabosai to the very beginning of Siman Tov Mem Zayin and see what it says. The Rosh gives us no clue what his opinion is, but he says, we just don't know. He doesn't tell us. He says, look over there. Tav Mem Zayin Siv Aleph. Mechaba Befurish. Chometz Bepesach Oseh Tarvosa Bememino Yesh Lomino Bemashu. Afilu Bano. There it is. Oseh Bano. Oseh Bano. Finished. Black on white. Osir Bahano. Does everyone agree to this? It's a bit of a complex sugya in the Sechta Avodah Zarah Alaf Ayin Dalet Amud Aleph. That's where the Rosh is to be found. There you'll find at the end of Simon Lamed in the fifth parak of the Sechta Avodah Zarah. You can also find it, by the way, in the Tosas Rosh on our daf. But unfortunately, you don't have a Tosas Rosh. Easier to get a hold of Masechta Avodah Zarah Gemara than the Tosas Rosh. Tosas Rosh does discuss it, Rabbi Osai, here on our very daf. Okay. So, suffice it to say that not everyone agrees with the Rosh. There were those who claim that Chometz, the Pesach, the Mash is only Yisr Achila and not an Yisr Hano. There were two additional Shittas. How can it be another Shitta? Either it's Mutter Bana or it's Asa Bana. How can it be another Shitta? Well, there can be another Shitta one of two ways. Either, all right, it's not Asur B'mashahu, but at the same time, there's a very strict standard. That's the opinion of the Ritva. And then there's another opinion, depends what kind of Hanah it is. Is it physical Hanah or financial Hanah? That we'll see in the Mordechai as we go. So that's, we should really see the Mordechai first, and then I'll read you the Ritva. So the Mordechai you have. Tav Kuf Nun Ches. And I apologize, there'll be some of the Torah Mishra Peh, but again, I'm makbun on the Talmidim, that you don't have to bring two Svarim, but you have to have both Svarim every day, a Gemara and a Mishnah Berurah, otherwise you can't survive this with these studies. Okay. Tav Kuf Nun Ches. On the Makaros. Nishal Rabbeinu Yechiel Paris. The greatest of the Rishon, Rabbi Yechiel Paris. He was a contemporary of the Ramban. Who knows what they had in common in their lifetimes? Anybody know the history of the Rishonim? Yeah.
They met in Akko.
They met in Akko, but how did they both get to Akko?
Oh, right. They ran away from disputations.
Exactly. They both won their disputations and had to run away. One was in Spain by the Ramban, and one was in Paris with the Rabbeinu Yechiel. It was a no-win situation. If you lost Chas V'Shalom, they'd probably hang you. And if you won, it was an embarrassment. They threw you out. So they both met in Akko. Unbelievable. They could never meet in Europe. They met in Akku. That's where Rabbeinu Yechiel Paris, that's where he lived. Yerushalayim was tough in those days. It was hard to live there. Rabban went there, came back. Oh, that's not good. Just wanted to mention this in past. That's Rabbeinu Yechiel Paris. Al Tarnagoles Shanimtsa Bachita Bibishu. A few of Yom Rishon Shal Pesach. Alpha Pisha Chita Hoysa Muvukas. Once a kernel of grain is split, we assume that there was liquid, it became chametz. The chametz aser b'ana. Question. Imuta lemocho lenochri. Can you sell the chicken to a guy? You're not going to have any physical ana. You're going to have financial ana. Veheshit. The mutter limkor atanagolus lenochri miyad. V'ein tzarech la'ashol sadach ha'pesach. Why? Isn't it yisra ana? No. Kishaino nim keres yoser bishulachito shenimses besocha biyoker mishlonimses. Nimsa sheino ano klal menachito. That's simple logic. You're getting no have no whatsoever from the chito. Okay, that's very nice. Getting no ano from the chito. As a matter of fact, Rabosai, as a matter of fact, it says over here, take a look at the Mishnah Berurah right over here. It's in Tuf Mem Zayin, the last part of Sukkot and Gimel. V'da, do achronim kosu de b'mokam hefsid gadol ma'od, ein tzarech l'strof hakol, ele yimkor kulo l'nochri, chutz midvei yisr shabo, if there is the meyisr. In the case of the Rabbeinu Yechiel, there was no meyisr. There was one chit that didn't raise the price at all. The keva and shein alokev, damen ba'al ha'yisr amurabo, im kein ein enemy metal. Hukadasa mechaber b'simin tov samach zayin sif yud. The mechaber passed like this Mordechai. Let's take a look. Just turn. It's on the Maram Mekomis again. Tov samach zayin sif yud. Karnagol, let's read together. Mivushel as shenimtza bo b'pesachit b'mivukas muta lemochol eina yehudi she'enon im keres b'yoker yoser b'yoker Bishulachita shenim says besocha. Comes the Rambam and screams, "Uve medinos elu noagin lisrof hakol." Why? Doesn't the Mordechai make logical sense? So take a look in Sifkot Ayin Gimel, in the Shara Tzion and sell it to a guy. Why? Because he ruled the Chita. It's only Tam. Let's read Mishnah first. Memal. Achre sheheiser achita bimena v'nishar eletam achomets sheflito achita batarnagot v'lo yashenem v'beis v'dilma osan amechli. And I'll eat. Why can't you eat it? Because chomets v'pesach is v'mashu. Says Ayin Gimel v'lo no v'l'mashu sos v'ma mechava v'reish t'imetof mem zayin v'tayrov is chomets v'mashu osan v'ano v'mashu v'lo mahani shemetza. Says the Shara Tzion hosom mairi Kodem Shahasir Mamoshus Achamas Misham O Shei Evsha Lahasir Lahasir Vigufa Chametz Morabo. Ooh, a pshara of Osai. If there's some Chametz mixed in, even though it's Mashu, then it's Osir Vahana, the whole thing. But if you remove the actual Chametz, then as long as no Hana from the chicken, it's okay. What's bothersome, and that's why the Ramah passes differently. What do you mean? You have no hana from the chita. We have hana from the chicken. Rabbi, so you just got to say the chicken is also hana b'mashu. The whole chicken. Has it helped to remove the piece of chita? What's the difference? You remove the chita, you don't remove the chita. Who cares? The chicken itself became an isir hana.
Something to do with like whether it dissolves. Like you.
Even if it didn't dissolve. At one point in time, that chita was somehow mixed in with the entire chicken. That's a good question. You're asking another question. Ah, you have such tamidim, such gevaldige tamidim. That's a Mordechai here also in our sugya. Granted that chametz for pesach is b'mashal, but how far does the mashal extend? How far can things travel? Also, most of you never learned Yeridaya, but we have an assumption. This is a halachic. I don't think I ask a food chemist right now. But halakhically, food, or taste, I should say, travels only a certain amount. Doesn't travel forever. Can't travel 3 miles down to have a little bit of a mashu. So in fact, how far does it travel? How far does it travel? You have to learn sugis in your day. How far does it travel? How far? Oh, that's what we have in the Mordechai. Where's my Ramakomas list? Do I have it here? What was the first Mordechai asked you to see? I asked you to see a whole bunch of them. Tov Kuf what? Nun? Mem something?
The first one was just Tov Kuf Nun.
Tov Kuf Mem?
Nun.
Nun. Tov Kuf Nun, that's more like. So Tov Kuf Nun. You're both side. Take a look at Tav Kuf Nun Beis. Just pick one line out of a whole story here. It's a top line on page Zion in our print. The new Gemaras, look at page Zion, top line. You found a chita hanimtzes b'tzli. You found a chita which is in a not it's not double lach, but it's in a tzli. It's in a piece of chicken or meat. Choteich makom piyapual if omer adas b'dayim. You cut off as much as it would normally be with fat pear with spread, and that's enough. How much is that? So there is say for mitzvahs it goes b'cholatzli, because you can move it up and down. But theoretically speaking, look at the fourth line. Kidei klipa. Alright, that's as far as it goes. Others say it should really be kidei netila. They're two separate shiurim and you're a day. Klipa means the thinnest possible peel, like if you peel an apple. And the teal means the size of a finger. That's as far as it would go. Okay. These are details in terms of how far you have to worry. But let me understand. We just read the Alter Rebbe, quoted, that's Shulchan Aruch Rav's quote in the Shara Tzion over here, Sipkot Ayin Gimel. So how does it, why? Grass. Why is it mutter if you hasten my mashu tzachamet? We should prohibit the kadei klipa and the teal, as the case may be. Even if he subsequently pulled out the piece of grain, how does it help? The Ramah makes more sense to me than the Mechaber. I'm speaking my own personal view. Right? Because what's the part of Pesach? Pesach, we say that whenever it would be osa benosin tam and some other isurana, on chometz b'mashu. That's the chumra. That's why many poskim are making yavish b'yavish. That's what's yavish b'yavish. The Rosh's second thing he said, I spoke about in Avodah Zarah. It's in the same simon and the similar. He says the whole chumra of chometz, so it's normally benosin tam, is now b'mashu. But if it's yavish b'yavish, it's never benosin tam. We poskim yavish b'yavish min b'minos batal b'rov. I have three pieces of meat. Two are kosher, one is treif. You're allowed to eat them. According to most, you're allowed to eat all three. You want to make a sandwich all three together. Not. Okay. You're allowed to eat all three. It's batal b'rov. So if I have two pesach digmatzah, so one chametz digmatzah, batal b'rov. B'lach. It's all mixed in, whether it be vinegar or whether it be flour. As the case it's called halach lilach palach, there I would say it should aser, even if you're able to somehow remove lach. If you can't remove, we'll call it lach biyavet. I don't even want to call it. It's mixed in. It gives a taste. I would have said if it gave a taste, it would be benos and tam and other yisurei Torah. So b'chametz it should be also b'mashu. After all, before you pulled it out, would have asked b'mashu. I don't understand that out the Rebbe. I have a piece of wheat. And it's in the meat. It's found in the chicken and the meat. If I leave it there, not only is the wheat, of course, asa, but the entire kadein netila klipa, or even more, is also asa. I pull out the wheat, magic presto! Everything becomes mutter! Oh? Why should that be so? I'm raising a question. Obviously, the Shulchan Aruch seems to hold the weight quantity out there ever. Out there was the Godel Ador. So he obviously knows more than me, but I'm just asking a question. I would have voted with the Ramah. Okay, this is what we'll call the in between view, if you will. It's usur rabosai with in physical hanah, but the self. So presumably, I mean, you know. The Mordechai Tavkuf Nun Ches that we read, did he say that it's mutter to sell and you have to pull out the piece of wheat first? No! To the contrary. He says, you can sell it with the piece of wheat. How do I know? He tells you why I know. He says, you know why it's mutter? Because Eino Nimkeres Yosef Bishlachita Shenimtes means Nimtes Adayin Bisocha B'yoko Bishlach Nimtes. Still there! See, he's mutter to do it even while it's still there. So the Rebbe says if you pull it out, it's okay. You don't pull it out, it's not okay. I don't understand. The Mordechai's mouth, even if it's still there. So therefore, it's not what the Rebbe said. The Rebbe said that Tuf son of Zion is matir. Either Mechav himself and Tuf Mem Zion asers. Right, we saw Tuf Mem Zion Sefalaf. The Mechav said, Aser Bahano. So why did the Mechava correct himself in Tav Sam of Zayin? The answer is that over here we presumably is discussing, I would say, a physical hana, not a financial hana. Right? Also the Mashah Filah Bahana, you know, all kinds of hana you can have from various types of chametz.
Can we just repeat the
stir
in the Shulchan?
The Mechava says, Tav Sam of Zayin, open up yourself, look inside, don't trust me. The Mechaber says, Chometz of Pesach, B'mashu, Afila, B'hano. Period. Tav Sam of Zion, he said, if a Tarnagolas got mixed into the, with a piece of chita in the middle, you can sell it, because you're not selling it for an additional chita in the besoch. Comes out, the Rebbe says, no. He referred to a case where you pulled out the Chometz, and they didn't pull out the Chometz. I don't know, it's against the Mechaber. The Mechaber says, past tense? That's a shahoyos of nimseis. Shenim says now, present tense. Pesocha. Look at the Rebbe. The Rebbe is a master of Sod also. I didn't think of the Alter Rebbe. You look it up, the Alter Rebbe, right over here, Tav Sam of Zayin. I don't get what he says, based on the words of the Mechaber, I feel. That's what he said. He answered the Stira. Tav Mem Zayin is when it's there, and it did not or cannot remove it. Tav Sam of Zion, it's not there. You did, and you kind of did remove it. I don't see it in the words. I don't see it in the logic either. That's what he says. How would I answer this theorem? No. Hana means physical hana, right? Achil and hana go together. And here we're talking about financial hana. He's selling it. The question is supposed to be, what kind of physical hana can you have from this thing? So either, here's a question. Does it mean physical hana, which is limited to my bodily hana? I'll take it and rub it on my arm for some funny reason. What if I give it to my animal? My animal, I only gain a financial hana at the end of the day, because I'm an animal that not chayav in tarag mitzvahs, but it's, but my property, something that I own, is having hana from it. That may be more common than just selling the whole thing to a guy. So I have to keep that in mind as a in another in-between position. Good. Rabbi Osai. So that's position number three. Again, today she has started a few minutes ago. What's the day of Chametz in the Sarah before Pesach? Is it also about no or not? The Rosh says, look at what I wrote in the there he said, it is also. We just saw the Shulchan Aruch passing that way. Top Mem Zayin. Good. We'll see later that those who say it's Mutter, across the board Mutter. The Mordechai is a Pshara. So would appear. It's mutter to sell it, but I'm suggesting they would hold it to be usher that physical hana from it. Well, the Mordechai doesn't say it's a beferish, but that's a pashup shah. But he's only selling it. He's matter. It's not considered to be hana. What do you mean? What's an hana? You have no hana from the wheat. You have hana from the piece of meat. The piece of meat, Rabbi Hossein, should we also be called usher hana? What's the Mordechai talking about? No. So the piece of meat, there is no easier to sell it. Would you be able to use the meat to rub it on your arm or have another kind of hana, give it to your dog? The Mordechai didn't say so. Perhaps not. We'll see the details later on. And then the Alter Rebbe has this trot to stand. And the Mechab, which I don't quite grasp. Fine. To the three sheeters. There's a fourth sheeter, Rabbi Osai. That's the Ritva. Again, always has his unique sheeters, Rabbi Osai. And he quotes this very, very, how should I say, what word should I use? Individualist Rebbe. Who is the Ritva's Rebbe? There are all, yeah, he's about a Rashba too, but his mayor was there all. Who, like his ancestor, the Balamor, Rabbeinu Aaron Halevi, was the direct Benach, and they have the generations from the Rav Zrachi Halevi. And he inherited his individualism from his great grandfather. Oh, he has wild sheetahs to ritual. There are all. He's not Peshuvah to anybody. So over here, he has his own original sheetah over here, which the ritual quotes. Who he quotes his rabbi? And this is as follows. What's the din b'hano? So there are various opinions. Some say it's mutar b'hano, some say it's also b'hano. But the Ra'ah has his own opinion. Listen to this. The Ra'ah says, please. Oh, Das Ozal. It's so original. If you want to look it up, it's footnote 288. I'll tell you where to find it. Well, a few quotes. Tehecha de'eno de'eno. I'em shaladim bo pochos min ha'godol shebenos ne'tam. Remember we had before in the Ran? Chomer Shalal Pesach should be equated with the most lenient of all things. What's that? Chalas Chutzlars. We just saw that before. Remember, that was the whole discussion we just had earlier today in the first part of the shiur, which is going back to yesterday. Right? Chalas Chutzlars, Trumas Chutzlars, where did it go from? What's the most chomer? Dainu Kilayim, Klaya Kerem, Shuba Echad Umasayim. A Mishnah in Arla, Perek Beis, Mishnah Aleph, is you have to have 201 to be Mavatla. Wow. You may have learned some Kiddush until it comes up in other parts of Shas. So he says, the Chametz for Pesach is also in 201 parts. More than that, it's but only the Rock can think of this. He has his own wild sheetahs. Rabbi said, one of the wildest Ra'ahs ever in history is based on our daf. Literally. The Rebbe quotes it on our daf, on daf lamed. I'll just tell you now, just in order to be able to get you thinking about this. You and I would not eat in the Ra'ah's house. I'm not supposed to be machmir. The Ra'ah did not have what every single one of you has in your house. You know what I'm talking about? Everyone in this house, in this shroom, has what? That's right. Has milchik of dishes and pots and slavish of pots. The Ra'ah only had one set of dishes and pots in his house. based on the Gemara Pesachim Daflam. I kid you not. I'm just giving you an example how this man, and Ritva writes, he went to the Rebbe to argue with him to no avail. But we love this originality. We love it, right? Not to be passing this way. But you gotta love it. Okay, Rabbi Osai. So now let's try to analyze. This is gonna have to take us a little bit further afield than I want to go at the present time. What are they fighting about? I think the best way for me to do this is to put on the screen a ran. Could you get me a ran in the Masechta Avodah Zarah on my screen? Is it possible?
Yeah.
Thank you. The ran in the Masechta Avodah Zarah discusses this very issue. Again, the Rush also discusses it. The Rush refers to it, but for our purposes, we're better off showing the ran. He's going to be able to teach us some of the lingo, which I think is critical. In this regard, and I think it's going to be very important for us to see. The Gemara of Osai is enough ayin dalet amud aleph. I'm not going to go through the entire Gemara, even though we maybe should. If you want to change it, look it up itself. It's a Gemara with a diyukim back and forth. There is a kata. It's page lamed zayin, and you go with that for the old pages, right? Page lamed zayin. Yeah, they have something called a davasha b'minyan. Whoever learned beitza, call davasha b'minyan. I feel a little bit elef lo bottle. Never learned that. Never learned it. Yeah, you know, like what? Huh?
Cold.
Yeah, very important things. Even yavish b'yavish, never bottle. It's too important to be bottle. I thought, you know, go into the details of that. Whatever you count out, you sell it by the number, not by the weight of. I want page Lamed Zion Adap Erev.
Oh, there's no run.
What? What are you talking about, Ron?
Close up the half pass.
There's no run.
What are you talking about? How can there be no run?
Oh, in the older version. I think in the newer version they do have, but now they don't.
So, and why is that the older, the new version?
Is it in
the online version?
Yeah, they have.
Why has the newest version? Version 14? That's absurd. Up to 18. No wonder it doesn't have it. Oh, I forget about it. Alright.
Try the bar online.
I did. I just clicked on it.
You get it from Hebrew books or whatever, something like that.
Hebrew books?
You can certainly get it from that. Yeah. They have every statement that ever came out, just about. But it's not as clear. Well, it should be clear.
That's not working.
You can't get it? Okay, you know what? If you can't get it, I'll read it myself. Okay, I read you the lashon of the Ran. If Yaakov can find it in the interim, you can see it inside. If you can't, we torch it about Ben. The Ran quotes this view that says that chometz v'pesach is also b'achila, but not b'anof. Says the Ran, darkam zal eino boru be'enai loma she'isur hano she'eino dova she'beminyan. And the word dova she'beminyan means it's not that you can actually count them out single one at a time. Yeser taruvaso b'achila lo b'anof. And he says like this, make up your mind. V'chi Yisru zeh nisbatel, olo nisbatel. We call it a manasha. Make up your mind. Is this batel or is lo nisbatel? Im tomar lo nisbatel. Yes or ba'no. If it's not batel rabosai, let it be also ba'no. But now go on logic, even the textual inferences back and forth of the Russian. We can't learn anything about a czar. I'm not going to go into the textual inferences. But the logical inference we have to go to. If it's lo nisbatel, yes or ba'no. V'im tomar nisbatel at shehuter Easter anah shabo. If you tell me it is batel to be matir the Easter anah that's in it, heich nishtayer bo Easter achila. Oh, v'ra?
Working on it.
Okay. How can it be an Easter achila? V'chimi chilko le'Easter zeh. Shemiktsoso nisbatel, umiktsoso lo nisbatel. How can it be that? How can it be that part is nisbatel and part is not nisbatel? This is the question which was raised by the Ran against this point of view, and of course, in our beautiful new edition, they even have an asterisk in the back, and the Yalkut Mefarshim, which has stood us in good stead as recently as this week in our shiur.
Wait, the page Lamed Zayin was in the old print or the new print?
The old print is Lamed Zayin. The new print it's Tzadi Dalet.
Okay.
Old print. I hope you can read it. This looks what a comma. Is the print they're gonna give you?
Well, that's Russia. I don't know if that's around here.
I mean, this is really ridiculous. All right.
Just look up Masechta Avodah Zarah and go to the end.
Oh, they have it. Play Masechta.
Yeah, they have all the Masechtos in the printing.
Okay. But no, it doesn't.
Try Masechta Avodah Zarah. Keep going to the back.
But. Okay. Well, that was in.
Oh.
Yeah, but I don't think. No.
No riff, all right?
No.
No. Okay, Rabbi Sai, we don't have it, we don't have it.
Oh, here. This came up now.
Don't give up. We're always trying. We got to do better when it comes. We have to improve ourselves in our technological. either we have to get Bar Ilan 18, somehow or other.
Does Rabbi have a copy of the second Avodah Zarah here?
Of course. Of course, I brought it with me. I'm reading it to you. I think with it, I know my heart. I read it from here straight. So, Rabosai in the asterisk. I'll answer you. It goes to the below Haroon. V'yeshlova da'atam de'achimimu ma'mashu v'yishu be'koris. As Rashi said. Right? We saw the Rashi. That Rashi we do have. It's a Pesachim Chav Tessim Advais. Therefore, ba'ano de'leka koris. There's no kareis rabosai when it comes to hana. Who said so? Well, he's. I don't want to be about pet. Look at Pesachim Chof Aleph from the days. He tells us, look at the Tosfos Kolbokum. Take a look. I'd like to show these things inside. While we're still, we haven't given up yet. Chof Aleph from the days. The Tosfos Kolbokum is Shenema lo yeochel echad yisachil achis hana b'mashra. I am Toma Yenena Mechomets for Pesach Bekoris. Doksiv ki kolokol chomets for Nichrusa. Bechitema Nachinami. It's Koris for Ano. Okay, the Kamod of Chav Gimel Bevoi Ma'ika Ben Chizka Der Bevo. Lema Dika Ben Ayo with Koris. Omeri Lo Yochel Velo Socha Lo Yafina Milo Sochlu. Avo ki kol ochel Lo Yafina Milo Sochlu. Ki kol ochel chomets for Nichrusa is only ochel mamet. Oh, you have it?
Yeah.
Baruch Hashem. So the Malah Aram is saying the reason why we're more makel by Hana, because the reason that's given for the Easter for the din it's the mashu is kares. There's no kares by Hana. Sure. What line do I want? Thank you so much.
What's the lesson?
Okay, hold on. Slow. So the run I was looking for was on page Lamed Zayin. It's all one big run-on paragraph by you guys?
Yeah.
It's between Vigar... It's halfway between Vigar Sinan and Masnis. Now, Masnis is already is Lamed Ches. No, it's Lamed Zayin.
What's a Lashon I can search for?
A Lashon I can search for. All right. The word for... I would write down the word V'ula. V'ula, I say that. There it is! Home run! Okay. Stop. Thank you very much. Can I get a little bit more?
No. You have to go to the next page once you're
done. But it's okay.
Shift
no. No, it's good. Maybe okay. Let's read it again now that you have it in front of you. Thank you. Rabosai. I read it to you so dramatically before, you thought I was making up things. No, I wasn't. Darkam Zal, read the last five lines. Darkam Zal, Eno Bora, Ein Ay Lomar. Sheesar Ano, Shein Adavish Ramin, Yasa Tarosa, Vachila, Vlom Ano. V'chi'isa zen is... You want to make it bigger?
I tried. It's very slow.
Okay. Alright. V'chi'isa zen... Can everyone read it? Can you read it in the back? Get the good eyes? V'chi'isa zen nizbatel alo nizbatel. Im tom alo nizbatel yosef ano. Im tom nizbatel at shehuta yisur avano shebo hech nishtar bo yisur achila. V'chi michil ko liyisur zen shemekzos nizbatel u mekzos alo nizbatel. So before we read his last two lines, the Malo Haroim gives us two fascinating answers. The first answer is, I always like to be in Pesachim. You know, I remember the Rashi we had? Just to see it inside. The Rashi we had was on the Chav Tesim and Beis. where Rashi says, why is chametz mochamer? Because of the karis. Says the Malar Rohim, it's only karis by what? Help! By what? By achil, not by hanah. A beautiful explanation to explain why these gedolim distinguish between achil and hanah. That's number one. You may recall, we had a long discussion yesterday in the Rav. What was the main focus of the last day of yesterday's shiur? He called it a dover what? Dover sheyesh lo matirin. Remember that? Dover sheyesh lo matirin. How will that impact the status of hanah on Pesach? So let me read you the Maloha Roam again. Ah, gedolim agavaltik. I love this yaltar here. Another pshat. Why we mach? Because dover sheyesh lo matirin, as the Rambam says, and then the Ran says, etc. Ulinin hanah. Look what he's saying now. This is amazing. But what kind of hanah? Ulinin hanah lo shayech dover sheyesh lo matirin. Why? This is lumpus. Made by which kind of hanah? The hatam asher tochleno beisur tochleno beheter brackets shemashi yochal hayom lo yochal lemachor v'hanah yochal lios gam hayom gam lemachor. Who said this far? The famous Tzlach. The famous Tzlach said it. And he said it, Rabbi Osai in Beit Zadav Gimel, that's what I knew about. He also went to Tzlach and Pesachim. Says, V'hin anish ha-kivata l'daita. Maybe the Tzlach used that to answer our very point. I have to look up the Pesach. It says, Rabbi Osai, please write this down. Tessa mit beis, dibra maskel v'ayin od. Okay? We have to look tomorrow in Shia. I'll try to bring it in. It's our COVID. I have to left my COVID home today. I left it downstairs. I don't think we're going to need it. This is Tzlach, okay? So, but that's going to be only certain. Rabbo said there could be three kinds of hanah. I sell it. That's the most removed from me. Right? I what's called hanah shel kilui. What does kilui mean? And what translates the word kilui?
Destruction.
Destruction of consumption. Right? Right? And then there's hanah she'eno shel kilu, where I'm not destroying the object. The only time you can use it today and use it again tomorrow is hanah she'eno shel kilu. So you're saying over here, hanah she'eno shel kilu, it should not be us in the mashu, because with respect to that, it's not yesh lo matirin. What does yesh lo matirin mean? Rabbo said, it's an expression in America. You have one bite of the apple. So why should I take a bite of the apple today? When it's a suffix, yes sir. I'll wait till next week, and then I'll bite the apple after Pesach. Apple may have chametz in it, who knows what. Chumers, they are chumers. They want, they can't use the apple because the apple has a certain covering and it has chumers. And if you're looking for chumers, I'll find another apple solution. They only have one bite of the apple, so wait until after Pesach. But if I have thing, I have a cream, I can, I some kind of thing, I can just keep rubbing with it, or it's, I don't know, this chumers got mixed into my blanket. I don't know what. So I can use it, have it, now I have another next week. So yeah, I can use it both times. That slash is famous in Beit Zadav Gimel. What I never heard of before is another slot of Pesach and Daf Tes, which seems to apply that same svara to our Ran. That would be great. So Rav Osai gave you two answers to the Malar Rav. Two beautiful, brilliant answers, Rav Osai. Brilliant. One is a no karis by Hanah, and one is Yesh Lamentir does not apply to certain kinds of Hanah, so I can use it this week and next week. Oh. But that's not what the Ran said. The Ran's Ulai is a third distinction. And that's the most lumdish distinction of all. Let's chazer again. We're trying to defend the view which maintains that an Isser Achila B'mashu, but an Isser Hanah does not apply to B'mashu. And the Ran has B'manashah, it's Batu, it's not Batu. So we gave two reasons so far. One, it's not Batu when it's Karis involved, it's only Achila. Two, it's not Batu when it's Yesh L'Materim, it's only food, eating. If I eat it now, I can't eat it next week. So why don't you just wait till next week? But Hanah, which I can have both now and next week, so let me have it both times. Search doesn't apply. Okay? Fine. Not a Ran's answer. I don't think it's either of those two. But Ulai Daitam Loma. The Kema Dimidoraisa. Chad betray bottle. Again, I'm not happy with the expression. Because Chad betray bottle usually means Yavish be Yavish. We're not discussing that over here. Okay. It's bottle baroque. Kol Hecha Deleka Tama. Whenever there's no taste. Nei dibidi gotama osumidoraisa. Tokaimalon tamo umamosho osur velokin olo. So there could be an Easter Tam d'oraisa, hani mili le'inyan achila d'shayach batama. Aval le'inyan hano, kevin lo shayach batama, chad betray batam. That's the answer she quotes. He doesn't like that either, but we'll leave it. What's going on over here? What are they fighting about? So here on both sides, I have to give an introduction, a brief introduction to Tam Ki'ikra. Again, on both sides, we all have Pesachim in front of us. Let's reacquaint ourselves with the phrase Tam Ki'ikra. The phrase Tam Ki'ikra is found in a separate Pesachim. I showed it to you yesterday. Just show it to you again today, just to see the words. On the top line of Memdalid Amud Beis, Litain Tam Ki'ikar, Shem Shara Anovim V'mayim, V'yesh Bem Tam Yayin, Chayav. Amazing. I took grapes, I put it in water, pulled out the grapes, and the Nazir drinks the water, Chayav. That's amazing. It's an amazing din. Amazing din. Chayav. Tam ki'ikar. You chayav on the tam. What does the word chayav mean, Rabbi? So what does chayav mean? Chayav what?
Malchus.
Malchus? That sounds like it. That sounds like it. Wait a minute. But you didn't need grapes. You only drank water. Tam is an independent iser. Not the pshat. That the grapes are not bottled. The grapes, he pulled the grapes away. So according to this Gemara, it's clear that Tam Ki'ikar is an independent Isser. What's the nature of the Isser? It's an Isser of Tam. Says the Ran, I understand now the Shita which maintains that Chometz of Pesach of Mashu only Ba'achila. Why? Because it's based on Tam Ki'ikar. Tam Ki'ikar is an independent Isser of Tam. It has no connection to Isuri Anah. Makes such perfect sense. That Ulai makes perfect sense. It's great. Chazar again. The Pshat Rabosai, the reason why we are Machmir on Chometz the Pesach of Ramashu, remember, we have at the Paskin, Mika Radin, that Yovesh be Yovesh Rabosai is Batel Barov. I repeat, the Rosh made a reference at the end of Siman Hey. Look what I wrote in the Avodah Zarah. There it's also end of Siman Lamed, the fifth parak, with respect to Chometz be Pesach, we call Yovesh be Yovesh. We pass him Ikaradin. If it's Yovesh be Yovesh, it's Batel Barov. Not much the same as meat is batel barov, anything else is batel barov, so too is chometz. Okay? That's how who paskins? Well, let's take a look in the Mechaber before I speak too soon. Sif Tes. Everyone look inside. Tof Mem Zayin Sif Tes. Tof Mem Zayin Sif Tes. Yovesh bi Yovesh. Afal gav de bishari surim chad betray botel chometz b'matza afilu b'yelef lo botel the yeshomrim. I like the yeshomrim. The chometz shove lishar hisurin bazeh. And here is the chiddush, the great pshat in the Mishnah Brura, Tzadi Dalit, which comes from the Rosh himself. The Russian Avodah Zarah. Tama. The Dafka B'dobro Lach Hamis Orek. The Bishari Surim Shira B'nosin Tam. Hechmiru Chachomim B'chomet Savim B'mashu. Avo B'dobro Yovesh. The Bishari Surim Chad B'trei Botel. Hu Adin B'chomet B'pesach. Quote to the bottom from the Rosh. The Rosh of Avodah Zarah says so. Okay? Let's chaz. What he's saying over here is, what is he saying? When there's an Indian of Nesina's Tam, so then we extend it to Mashu. Comes the Ran, is explaining Pshat and those Acherim, Gevaldik. That's their reason why he's not also bano. They say that when is it is Isin the Sinas Tam and Shari Surim, it's Mamashim and Pesach. When the Isin is Sinas Tam and Shari Surim is Tam Kikar, it's limited to Achila. It's not applied to Ano. Tam, if you taste it. If you don't taste it, there's no problem. Since if you don't taste it, there's no problem. Therefore, there's never going to be an Isin Ano. When it's Mamashu, finish. The question becomes, why did the Ran like it? The Ran continues not to like it. He continues to dislike it. Now we're going to read a few lines. We're going to run short. I'm not sure we have to press what they call next. I learned about the next button. But I'm not sure if we have to do it. I'll read it to you first from, let's read what he says. He says, Avol dayin ein, the last line. Avol dayin ein ze maspik. The loma lo nomar, the hano mamish. First one's to read it from here, then we'll see if it. Dahano mamish. Why? Lola dahano umamish? Typo. Umamish le'inyan. Now I'm going to read to you five more words, that's all. Le'inyan hana kitam umamish le'inyan achila. Whoa, that's a mouthful. Okay? Again, read the last few words. Lola lanova dahano umamish, the typo. Le'inyan hana kitam umamish le'inyan achila. What's he saying? What's he saying? What's the Ran saying? Yes.
Tam kikar, why not say that applies to hana also?
On what basis?
It's ke'ikar, so it should be like comments in.
Ke'ikar. What do you mean ke'ikar? Nathan is saying this. A whole new pshat in tam kikar. Not the pshat is an independent iser of tam. Because if that would be the case, who said that it should apply to hana? Make a taste, who said so? But rather, what you're saying is that we have a general principle. Rabbi Osai, I'll answer the following shayla. What happened to the following case? Rabbi Osai, let's be careful. I have one. I'm trying to think what I can imagine the case. I have one item of macholas asurus. Okay? It gets thrown in with 1,000 items which are mutter. What's it in? All mixed in together. Items, different items. Small, tiny little items. I'm throwing it together. Madin. Asur mutter. Mada mutter. Yavish b'yavish. It's mutter b'rov. Some kids b'shishim. But 1,000? What happens if the one item that I threw in is recognizable? In other words, I have 1,000 candies which all say on it Pachkis. Okay. Pick a name out of the blue. And one says on it, I don't know if I'm trading for candies. Pig. Both say pig. 1,000 say Pachkis and one says pig. So I can have all the candies? What do you say? Yes or no?
No.
Kas v'shalom. What? It's bottled and bottled and bottled. What's the answer?
Not bottled.
Why is it not bottled? What's the word we use? There's a word we use for it. Nikar or Iser. The Iser is Nikar. It's recognizable. It says pig. Now the other say Pachkas. So you can't eat the pig. Good. What'll happen? Somewhat different case. I have a big pot filled with water. And it gets thrown in by mistake some non-kosher meat. It gets cooked up. Oi! I quickly pull out the non-kosher meat. We should say, let's take an earlier case, a different case. I have, let's assume, a whole goulash, a whole stew. Into the stew gets thrown in a piece of non-kosher meat, and I can't identify. It's in there. It's in there. Well, let's assume that the non-kosher meat is going to give taste into the remainder of the goulash. That's potatoes, chont. Right? So if a non-kosher meat is going to give taste into the potatoes. But I can't pick out, I don't know which piece is not kosher. There's kosher meat there also. There are complications I can't really go into right now. They're complicated. But let's assume for this case just roughly. Since I can taste the meat in the potatoes, it's called nikara isim. A nupshan of tamki. Tamki means not as an independent taste of tam. The nature of the isim of tamki might be that the isim is considered to be nikar within the heter because of the tam that it gave into the heter. It's recognizizable. Not because it says pi pachkas on it, pi pig on it, excuse me, but it says the taste is discernible. Yes?
How would that explain the Gemara where the Yisru is removed?
Oh. So the Yisru is removed, l'chora, that's a totally different thing. Then you pull the grapes out. So on a simple level, the nature of tam kika should be tam. Oh. The problem with that is it's a Gemara. There's a Gemara here in Masechta Avodah Zara, an important Gemara. The Gemara says in Masechta Avodah Zara this Gemara, Bosai, is connected to the Ran that we saw in Shir earlier today, at the beginning of the Shir. But the Ran threw in a very important ratio. The ratio that the Ran threw in is we call Kazayas Vichdei Achilas Pras. Now that shear which the Ran threw in over here is found in the Gemara of Pesachim Beferish, and Daf Mem Dalid, where you find the expression of Kazayas Vichdei Achilas Pras. You have enough chametz that you can eat it. If you were eating it straight, within the time to eat a pras, you would have a kazayis of iser. Again, b'chtei achilas pras. So there we have a concept that I'll say it to you as follows. The Gemara has an expression, Masechta Avodah Zara, on Avsam of Zayin. Tama umamosho osur velokin olav. And what is that? Kazayas bechte achilas pras. Take a look at the Balamor, just to give you a snippet of Osai. Look at the Balamor on page Lamed Ches in our print, here in Pesachim. It's page, the old print. It's page Yud Gimel, apparently. We have there's a new paragraph, Lamed Ches, toward the end of column 1. V'chol heicha d'armina b'gemara, tamo v'lo mamasha. That's an expression which the Gemara has in Masechta Avodah Zara on the Psalm of Zion. I'm not sure where else it's found. You know, the Balamor has the Bekiyas and Shas. V'chol heicha d'armina b'gemara, tamo v'lo mamasha. I know that Gemara from one place. It's in Masechta Avodah Zara, Rabosai, on the Psalm of Zion. I'll read it to you. On Sam of Zion. The Gemara is as follows, Masechta Avodah Zara, Sam of Zion. Om Rabbi Yochanan, Kol Shetamo Mamosho, Osir Velokan Olav. What's that? Kazayas Bechdei, Achilas Pras. Tamo Velo Mamosho, Osir Ve'en Lokan Olav. And what's that, obviously? What is less than Kazayas Bechdei, Achilas Pras. Now, that's found over here in the Gemara. I'm not sure where else to find it. In Shas, Kol Heicha. And the side of my Gemara doesn't usually give you all the other places in Shas where it's found. Here I don't find the name anywhere. So, looking on the search, look for the words Tama Veloma Mosho and find it in Shas elsewhere. I'm going to do that right now in a split second. Search for Tama Veloma Mosho, and I don't know what the Gemara is. Kol Heicha Darmin, and everywhere you find in the Gemara. I have only one place so far, and I'm about to Zara San Ozai. What does it mean? Hainu Tam Ki Ikar. But the Tanoim's Lashon is Tam Ki Ikar. And Amaroim, it's called Tamo Velo Mamosha. Expression from the Balamor. Yet, if you look in Rashi, Likutei Rashi over here in Avodah Zarah, he quotes the Rashi from Masechta Chulin, Tavtzadeh Chesem Advez, where Rashi says as follows. This Gemara, Rabbi Osai, Rava said it, Rava lesle tam ki ikar. Rava denies tam ki ikar. The whole time is not the Raisa. If tam ki ikar would be the Raisa, you'd be chayev even less than Gadash Bechilas Pras. Since Rava denies tam ki ikar, therefore, there is an Isser Rabbi Osai only when it's Gadash Bechilas Pras. What does that mean? It means it's not bottled. Right? It's not bottled. You have to eat quickly enough. You have to eat kazayas of iser. If you eat something which is affected by something else, you would not be chayav. So he would deny your case. You put the grapes in the water and taste all like grapes, pull out the grapes, go into the rabbi, you would not be chayav. He denies tam ki ikar. And Rashi could add pasuk that way. He denies tam ki ikar. Rabbeinu Tam, his grandson, who always argued with the Zayda, always, says no. In the case of the grapes, you pull out the grapes, you drink the water, you get malchus. Malchus, Pashup Shad Negamar. By Nazar, Chayim Allah. His grandfather agrees that's what Rava meant. That's what the Gemara meant, but we don't pass it. We pass the topic of the rice. I'm getting a little far afield. This is basics. The kits are nimrods from both sides. To defend the Acherim that the Ran didn't like, we can say as follows. They hold that the Pshat and Tam Ki Ikar is not that it's not bottle. If Tam Ki Ikar meant that it's not bottle, then the Ran is right in arguing with the Acher. If it's not bottle, should also be Achila, should also be Ozabano. No. Really, the original Isser, Rabbi Osai, is bottle. I repeat, the original Isser is bottle. What did Chazal create? A new Isser. What's an Isser called? An Isser of Tam. If the nature of the Isser, the new Isser called Tam, it could be limited to Isser Achilo. It was never said, Isser Ano. One more time. If the nature of Tam Ki Ikar is to achieve Nikar Isser, Tam Ki Ikar prevents Bitl from happening, then it should be no distinction between Achilo and Ano. Achilo should be Daraisa, Ano should be Daraisa, because it's Nikar. That's what the Ran is in a certain sense saying, right? What does he say in the line that we have over here? The love of the da hana umamish leinyan hana kitam umamish inyan achila. If I memorize it correctly, the last five words are on the next page, right? Why not? Why not? The fact that it can be tasted prevents the bittul, and therefore it's nigger isa should apply to hana equally. If the pshat is it's only an Isser Tam, an Isser Tam is better than Isser Tam. It's never said by Hano. Interestingly, Rabbi Osai here in the Tosfos HaRosh, Anau Daf, the Rosh, again, remember the Rosh is the one who thinks that it's Isser Hano, as we mentioned earlier. He doesn't write it here. He refers to it, look at Avodah Zarah, where he said it explicitly. So there, here he has his follows. He says it's also banah v'chem estaber tehecha d'shayach b'nesinas tam ki heichi d'lishar yisuri hana shenosh butam v'hete neser af b'hana. Why? The tam ki ika d'oraisa bein l'achila bein l'hana hu adin chometz v'pesach yil v'mashu osur b'hana. Says footnote 110, Lo Matzon who came in Furish. It's Rabbi Shoshana, he knows Kol HaTorah. I never found a Farish in Shas that Tam Ki Ikar is also the Rice of Ano. It's a Machlokas Rishonim. If you look at Avodah Zarah Samachem at base, the Ravid says it's Mutter Bahano. Well, guess what, Rabbi Osai? Who is the one who argues in the Rosh and says that Chometz B'Mashu is only Bachil not Bahano? Who is he? What's his name? The Ravid. The Ravid with the Shittaso. The Ravid who holds that the Tam Ki Iker does not apply to Hano. Why? Because the Raivan learned that Tam Ki Iker is a separate Isser. The original Isser is talking about the Barok. There's a new Isser called Tam. That new Isser called Tam is only an Isser Tam. Tam Ki Iker does not apply to Isser Hano. Therefore, that's what he says about Azara. So too, he says over here that Chometz B'mashu does not apply to Isser Hano. Why? Because it's only Isser Tam. The other Rishon of the Rambam, for example, the Rambam holds that Chometz B'Pesach B'mashu is Isser Hano, could possibly hold. Why? He holds that that Tam Ki Iker is an Isser of Hano. What's the nature of a Tam Ki Iker? It's not bottle. And if it's not bottle, it's going to be Osir Bano as well. Nikar Isser applies to Hano, same to Achilas. Is that what the Rana is saying in that missing line? Lama lo noma da Hano mamish umamish. The Inyan Hano is like Tam umamish, the Inyan Achila. That the fact that it's the Tam prevents it, right? Prevents it from becoming bottle. And therefore, when it comes to Chometz B'Pesach, which is an extension of the Isser Tam, as we just saw, would apply by Mashu Tano as well. Rabosai is a very lumdish nekuda. Let's chazer again, just briefly. Is it Osir Bano? The Rosh is looking at Avodah Zarah. There he says that it's Osir. Others say that it's Mut. The Ran, we read by Richas, why should it be Mut? What's the difference? We have no less than three answers. Three. Two in the Malo Haroah. The first, it's based upon Kores, and there's no Kores by Ano. Very nice. The second, it's based on Yesh Lamatirin, and Yesh Lamatirin does not apply to certain Isur Ano. I'm saying again, if you can use it both today and again next week, you cannot apply the lumpness of Achitok Leno Biyasok Leno Behetin. You want to use it both? You want to have it Biyasok Leno Behetin? You want to enjoy it twice? It's Sachsor, Beitzach Gut Gimel, which apparently applies in Aftes and Psalm to this Sug as well. And the third and most lumpness reason, which Duran suggests and reject, and Ulai died in Lomar, no, it's only Isur of Tam. What's Pshat? The Tam Ki Iker is not that the Easter is not bottle. The Easter is always bottle. It's a separate Easter of Tam, extended on Chometz B'Pesach to Mashu. But it comes to Easter Hano, even if it's a bodily Easter Hano, it just doesn't apply. It's only a special Easter of Tam. Both say, I have to leave now. You have a chance to have the Chaz later this afternoon. I mean, tomorrow at 11 o'clock, right? Tomorrow's Thursday. We have Nathan gives us his answer to the question of the tour. Then we're going to